Hi, this is Laura Chavez, and you are listening to The Raven and the Blues.
Things won't change just because you want them to. How true is that? Hello, welcome to The Raven and the Blues. They're opening up the programme with a band from Germany, BB and the Blue Shacks. Played them a few years ago, but not for quite a long time. That's their brand new album, Reservation Blues. They come from, I think, the town of Hildesheim in Germany, which I know, well, not well, but when I lived in Germany and working for BFBS Radio back in 30-odd years ago, it was, Germany, the forces were scattered all over Germany, and I knew all the BFPO numbers, but I've forgotten them now. But I went to Hildesheim on a couple of occasions. That's Things Won't Change, and it opens up the programme. My name's Dave Raven. Welcome to the show. Hope you've had a good 7 days, and I'm looking forward to an hour of fine music ahead. It's going to be a fun weekend. I'm looking ahead to a festival in Carlisle at the end of the month. I'm playing a few tracks from bands that are going to be appearing at that. Talking a little bit about Blackpool. Not Blackpool, what am I talking about? About the Cavern Club in Liverpool, which I'm going to on Sunday. But I featured that in some depth last week. Here's an album which I've been sort of looking forward to, but didn't get sent an advance copy, and I've been waiting for it, as it says in the industry, to drop. And today is the day it dropped, basically. I've played a couple of tracks from it, including one last week, and I think I looked ahead to this week. Anyway, Charlie Parr, the album Dog. Here he is with Saltwater.
Surrounded my home, and it looks like today will be the day I pack my belongings, leave where I'm from, and I come home again. And I come home again. So water to my door, no one else is home, I'm here all alone. So water up to the east, there's no relief, and I can't leave. I don't know if I'll see them again. Salt water up to my door, no one else is home, I'm here all alone. Salt water up to the east, there's no relief, and I can't leave. Thank you.
forever forward is the only way. Time waits for no man, or so they say. Forget the cliches, this much is true. Just know that one day time catches up with you. We're striving onward day by day, forever forward, come what may. This life is hard, you under without a care. Gather up your strength from deep within. If you get knocked down, take it on the chin. Roll with the punches.
Very different pieces of music, but I think they worked well side by side. Secondly, you heard Half Deaf Clutch from the album from the earlier on this year. Title track of it, in fact, and Forever Forward. To me, sounds like Ennio Morricone meets Mississippi Hill Country, but I think you know what I mean. And then before that, the brand new album just released today from Charlie Parr, Dog, the album is called. And the track, which when I listened to the album through and heard the words on that, bearing in mind what's happening in the Caribbean at present, I just thought, that has to be the track I play. A track called Saltwater, Saltwater Rising. The Caribbean that's being hit at present on this Friday is a Caribbean area I know a little bit, having sailed around there and visited British Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico and things. And the devastation that's hit there, and then with what could be happening over the weekend, and to the place I was staying in over Christmas, 5 weeks in on the Keys in Key Largo, that house is in the direct line of it. My thoughts are with many friends in Florida, and hopefully the hurricane swerves out of the way. It's happened before. I was in Belize back in 2009. And I was making a film, we were doing a tourist video for Belize. And in the middle of doing the video, Hurricane Mitch arrived, and we all decamped from Belize City, from the islands, into Belize City, then into the hills, and then further into the hills. And in the end, the hurricane did an amazing double swerve, whoop, and then went away. And we were spared. So it can happen. Let's hope it does happen this weekend. My thoughts are with the people in the path of Irma. It's the Raven and the Blues. Let's look ahead to, not this weekend, but a couple of weekends' time, the end of the month, up in Carlisle, in the north of England, before you hit the border with Scotland. The Carlisle Blues Festival is taking place on that last weekend of September. 29th of September on the Friday and Saturday the 30th. Fabulous lineup: Bernie Marsden, Sari Shaw, Within a Sibun, and Eddie Martin Band on the Friday. And on the Saturday, And again, a great range, even more bands, of course, because it goes right through the day. And they've got two fishes, catfish and redfish. More of that in a second. Let's play a track from the band who are headlining on the Saturday. The wonderful, multi-talented three guitarists and also great vocalists and keyboard players. The Boom Band, Marcus Bonfanti, John Amore, Paddy Milner on keys, of course, Matt Taylor, Mark Butcher, John Noyce and Evan Jenkins. A rare treat to get them all together because Paddy Milner is the keyboard player of choice for Tom Jones. Marcus Bonfanti is now the lead vocalist and guitarist in 10 years after. But they'll all be together on the 30th of September in Carlisle. Wonderful stuff. The band, the Boom Band, recorded live. The Moon Goes Boom, and there you go with I'm a Ram. They're headlining on the Saturday night. And if you're thinking, surely three guitarists, all those guitarists, front of stage, all those egos together, it's going to be chaos. Amazingly, it's not. They complement each other just so well. And they're headlining, on, say, on the Saturday night on the Carlisle Festival. And the band before them, from Denmark. I've seen the Boom Band working two or three times, and they're absolutely wonderful. I've seen this gentleman work... It's twice now, yes. Thorbjørn Reisager and the Black Tornado from Denmark. Here they are with their album from this year, Change My Game, and the title track. Wow.
trying to make me stay. There ain't no stopping, baby, so best get out my way. Ain't nowhere to make me stay, so best get out my way.
A little audible sample of what you can hear on the Saturday the 30th of September in Carlisle at the Carlisle Blues Festival. And that is the band Catfish from their album Broken Man, Hit the Ground Running. And before them you heard Thorburn Risinger and Black Tornado from Denmark, and taken from their album, which came out earlier on this year, Change My Game, the title track. Tickets are still available, I believe. CarlisleFestival.com is all one word, is the website to go to. And it sounds like a really good weekend. On the Friday, Bernie Marsden, Sari Shaw and Eddie Martin. Saturday, the Boom Band you've heard, Thorburn Risinger you've heard, Kaz Hawkins you will hear later in the programme if there's time, Del Brumham's Blues Devils, Catfish, Joey Jablonski and also Redfish. Is that okay, Pam? Okay. Las Vegas now, and there's a big blues festival going on in Las Vegas. Roger Allen, good friend of mine who I last saw in Cologne, is there right now. And appearing last night was Deanna Bogart. We hope, because it was her birthday on Wednesday, and she was out celebrating, and some lowlife broke into a hotel room, stole laptop, saxophone, trumpet, all kinds of stuff, all their money and things. Not a good way to celebrate your birthday. But anyway, hopefully she got all some stuff together and was able to appear last night. I'll find out from Roger later on today. But here she is from a couple of years ago, the album Just a Wish Away, Deanna Bogart and Tightrope.
Caught up in a whirlwind, I can't catch my breath. I'm knee deep in hot water, broke out in cold sweat. Looking back in front of me, in the mirror and grin. Through the eyes of love I see, I'm really looking at a friend. We've all had our problems, but that's the way life is. My heart goes out to others who were there to make amends. Yeah. I keep on walking the tightrope, trying to make it right. Walking the tightrope, every day, every night. Walking the tightrope from Boston.
Jenna Bogart is playing Vegas a present and Tightrope. Okay. I've been experimenting years and years and years ago on my very first radio program, which was BBC, BBC Radio 1. The producer, John Wilcox, came to me and said, okay, Raven, it's your first time on the radio, and you realise that the most important thing are the levels, because if you over-modulate, if you pick too much, you can take the transmitter off the air, and you'll blow the whole of the Radio 1 network across the UK, which is a bit scary. So from that moment on, I've always been aware of levels. And it's when you hear some broadcasts, you think, what are they doing? And some other radio stations just allow the machine to do all the work. So I've always been kind of careful with my levels, and hopefully that you appreciate that too. You haven't got to be fiddling with the volume control all the time. But recently, and the levels I've been using, the ones I was taught from the BBC all those years ago, back in 1970, and they're called PPMs. That's the meter I use, peak program meter, which gives me a good indication of where everything is. My voice should be a little bit louder than the music, but not too much loud. There's a new thing which everybody's using these days called LUFS, loudness units, and I've been experimenting with them for the last month, and I'm just not getting on with them. I think I'm getting too old, too resistant to change or something, because it's just not working. So I've gone back to PPMs and joined that track. Okay, here's an album which has just been released, came out towards the end of the month, and I would have thought we'd have all got a copy, because we're all good friends of Walter Trout. His new album is called We're All In This Together, but I haven't received a copy yet, but I can see it on Amazon Music, which is wonderful. So here he is with the fabulous harmonica player Charlie Musselwhite, and from the album, this is called The Other Side of the Pillow.
Thank you.
first track taken from the album that, excuse me, that we featured. And actually, no, we got an advance release, didn't we? But there again, that's the album that came out towards the end of last month, Walter Trout. The album is called We're All In This Together. It's, I won't say duets, but he invites a lot of his chums along, and every track's got a friend. John Nemeth, Joe Louis Walker, Edgar Winter, Eric Gales, Warren Haynes, Robin Ford, Mike Zito, Charlie Musselwhite, you heard there, Sonny Landreth, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Joe Bonamassa even, and John Mayall. They're all on the album. We're All In This Together. Okay, good stuff. Right, here's a track from Arthur Adams. You know, if you follow on Facebook, I often say, guess which track I've chosen for you? Because when I put the show together, I tend to think about sort of the composite listener. You know, the you and a few others kind of stuff all joined together in kind of a strange way. Well, this one only works for the ladies who are listening. Arthur Adams, his new album is Look What the Blues Has Done For Me. And here's a track just for you. It's called Gorgeous.
Deep inside, and I'm not gonna hold it in, not 1 minute longer. It's a feeling that I just can't hide. When I look into your eyes, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
You are beautiful in every way. You fill me up with such inspiration.
Two CD set just been released. Look What the Blues Has Done For Me. That's tracking off CD number one. Arthur Adams and a track called Gorgeous. The Raven and the Blues. Going back a couple of weeks ago, Mike Ross came to the boat and did a live session. He shouldn't have been alone. He should have been along with Jack J. Hutchinson, but Jack couldn't make it on the day. Jack's coming on the towards the end of the month to do a session then himself, but he's got a new album coming out later on this year called Paint No Fiction, and he's kind of recorded it all, but of course, recording is the easy bit. It's the pressing of the albums, it's the publicity, it's all of the other stuff that goes with it, which comes expensive. So we had a fundraising event this week, you know, sort of crowdfunding event, and I think he was 100% within like 6 hours, which is amazing. So the album is definitely going ahead. We'll be coming out with all the sleeve, with the fancy artwork and everything else. Here's a sample of what it's going to sound like. Jack J. Hutchinson, and from the album Paint No Fiction, coming out later on this year, Rattlesnake Woman. No Fiction, will the album will be called when it comes out, and that's a track from it, Rattlesnake Woman. And Jack J. Hutchinson's coming to the boat on the 18th of September, I think it is. It better be, because by the end of the September I'm going to be somewhere else altogether, but nevertheless, so looking forward to a live session from him. Now that's the rockier side of blues. Let's stay in the UK and have something very different altogether. His album is called Barefoot Blues. His name is Robbie Ray, and here he is with I'm In Love With The Blues. Aren't we all?
Put some sugar on my hot dog, I put some honey in your shoe. You put some sugar on my hot dog, I put some honey in your shoe. I'm gonna give you sweet loving. I'm gonna make it with you. I'm in love, but don't you know that it's true? I'm in love, and don't you know that it's true? I'm in love for the first time. I'm in love with the blues. Tamales, you make it really, really hot. You know you make me hot tamales. You make it really, really hot. Let me put it in some blue cheese so I can dip it in your pot. I'm in love, but don't you know what I mean? I'm in love. Well, don't you know what I mean? I'm in love with the blues, and this time I know it's for real.
Good stuff. Robbie Ray, Bedford Blues. There's a guy with an interesting history, really. He's been dabbling in all kinds of music genres, but sort of not quite avoiding the blues, but not quite being there either. And I think it was only on the strength of Roger Daniel who said, you're a blues player, Robbie, play the blues. And he did it in Clennell Hall, which I went to a couple of years ago, but I'm trying to work out if I saw him there or not, but I don't think I did. I think it must have been the year afterwards. But Robbie Ray, his new album, Bedford Blues, and that's I'm in Love with the Blues after all this time. Okay, let's leave the northeast of England behind and move to, is it Milwaukee? I suppose it's Central America anyway. I'm trying to work out exactly where they're from, but they're from the Midwest-ish, which I know is a bit vague. Featuring the great Jeff Taylor on vocals, here's the Altered Five Blues Band. Their new album is called Charmed and Dangerous, and On My List to Quit is this one. My list to quit.
Sometimes it's hard to say no. And my job's no good. Someday I'm gonna tell them where to go.
On My List to Quit, the Altered Five Blues Band, and Charmed and Dangerous, the brand new album, and good stuff indeed. That is almost it for The Raven and the Blues. If you're listening, I wouldn't say live, but if you're listening on the weekend of the 8th and 9th and 10th of September, and you have a chance to get to the Cavern Club on Sunday, anytime from about 3:30 onwards right through until later in the evening, I will be there together with the rest of the board of the UK Blues Federation and loads of others. Five great bands and some fabulous judges, who I can't tell you who they are, but there's going to be an amazing jam at the end, I promise. And so the Cavern Club is the place to be. I'll be reporting about that in the show next week, of course. If you're a subscriber to the show, in other words, if you get the show automatically, you'll get it automatically, all any new stuff that comes in. But if you don't subscribe, you really should. It's quite simple. You just go to iTunes or any of the aggregators for your podcasts and choose. It's all on the Raven and the Blues website at ravenblues.co.uk. There's one of the listeners who will be listening, not now, not this weekend, but he gets his copy copied from the computer onto a cassette, would you believe? I won't mention his name, but he listens to the show on cassette. Wonderful. Retro stuff. Okay, I've given the website. Email address, dave@ravenblues.co.uk. If you're going to be there on Sunday, come up and say hi. Let's close with a band who are going to be there. Well, she's not going to be there. She's going to be there in lots of different guises, but she's also going to be at Carlisle at the end of the month. Kaz Hawkins, I'm talking about. And she's got a new album out called Don't You Know. And I'll close with this. It's not typically blues, and it's an unusual closer, but it really is very, very emotive. I think it's fabulous. And so, therefore, I'll say goodbye. You turn your radios really high and listen to this, and I'll speak to you in 7 days' time. And thank you for giving me an hour of your time this week. I know time is valuable. I'll be listening to dozens of podcasts on the way up to Liverpool and back over the course of the weekend. Kaz Hawkins, the album Don't You Know. Here she is with Nendrum. Have a great 7 days. Talk to you in a week's time. From me, Dave Raven, bye-bye.
The border of your heart, lead me to the memory of our love. Hold me and let me know. Tell me where we can go, and I'll meet. Yes, I'll see you there. That I'll meet.